Welcome to IT Talk, Hack Your Tech Career, a WGU-sponsored podcast for aspiring and established information technology professionals. We talk with in-the-know experts to explore what's happening in the tech world and how to land the IT career you want. Let's jump right in.
Hi, this is Lavender, and I'm here today talking with Rick, a student in the MSITM program, actually a graduate. He graduated a few weeks ago. And he's going to talk today about the impact WGU had on him and his career. So, Rick, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. Hi, Lavender.
Tell me a little bit about the challenges you had while working through the MSITM program.
The main challenge for me was finding the time to work on the coursework. I'm a slow reader, so anything that, any of the courses that had a reading component, which was basically all of them, took me a little bit longer to get through the reading portion of it. But it wasn't so bad because I found that everything that I was reading was directly related to, my job. And so I was getting benefit out of it as I was going through, the coursework. So I have a demanding job that requires a lot of my time, and it also incorporates after hours work and on call. So, managing my time was critical to getting through the course. Also, for me, there was a significant challenge came to my surprise during my second semester, which was in February of 2021. My employer announced a reorganization, and what that incorporated was that I no longer had a position within my organization. They had restructured the company, and I had to apply for a job. And it was from a leadership level up, from a supervisor level all the way through a director position. And at that time, I was a supervisor. So I had to go through an interview process in order to keep a position with my company. And I had to alert my program mentor and my course instructor that I might not be able to attend the last semester of the program because I was getting a financial benefit from my employer to enable me to attend. So for a couple months, I didn't know if I had a job. I did go through interviews. I did make everyone aware that I interviewed with that I was in a master's program, which definitely impacted my interview. The end of it all, after a couple of months, I did find out that I actually was promoted. I did get a position. I actually got my boss's position. And I do know that the degree program that I was in did have an impact on that position. That was a definite challenge going through the program. And, thankfully, it worked out very well.
Yeah, I remember it was kind of iffy there for a while if you were even going to continue in the program. So I'm glad that, it worked out well and you were. And then my next question is about the benefits to your career that this program has had. So can you tell me a little bit about what you were able to learn here and apply to your job now?
Well, going through the program was just that it was a kind of a lifelong goal of mine, personal goal. I had already been doing a leadership job as a supervisor that the degree would have definitely helped me obtain that position, but I was already doing it. I have a lot of years of experience at my, my current employer, but I found that even from the very first class that I took, which was the technical communications course, I applied things that I was learning in the coursework for each course right away. The communications course really helped me with, communicating through to the department, my leadership, and I applied it immediately, especially in email. I was finding benefit every single course that I took. So it was great. That's why I went into the program. I wanted to learn. I love learning. So I definitely got out of it what I want, was seeking. It was great.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. And you put a lot of time and effort into it. And I know you really agonized over some of those assignments and, how you were going to get it done. So I really appreciate all the work that you did. What was unique about WGU that helped you get through this?
WGU, they definitely had a lot of support, throughout the whole entire program. I got a lot of support you know, from you, from my program mentor, and from my course instructors. In particular, one instance really stands out. I was just about to take my first test, getting ready to get on, you know, onto the video of me taking a test, and I start freaking out. And I sent an email, and one course instructor, who I didn't even have at the time, Jerry, reached out to me, and he talked to me for a few minutes and just had me completely relaxed. And as a result, I passed, you know, the exam without any problem. But, you know, with WGU, I did like the self-pace. I liked the completely online experience. You know, previously, all of my coursework I did, you know, obviously had a bachelor's degree, was all in, you know, in the classroom. So this was definitely different. And I did like going at my own pace. I could do my coursework late at night, which is what I typically was doing, or very early in the morning, and on the weekends. So it was fantastic from that perspective. And the other thing that I found very unique with WGU is, you know, when you started the course, you knew exactly what you were trying to learn. You knew what was expected of you. You knew what you were going to learn and know, and what was expected of that course. That was really great. I really enjoyed the program layout very much.
Good. All right. Excellent. And then final question, what advice do you have for current students who are struggling?
As you know, I did struggle at times, and it was very difficult when I went through the reorganization to stay focused. So, you know, that would probably be one of my highest recommendations, to stay focused. The time aspect to devote to my coursework was very challenging. So I devoted time specifically towards just my coursework, which, you know, primarily was, you know, late in the evenings or early morning, and pretty much every weekend. And there was times, especially before like a test or something, or if I was, you know, nearing to get, you know, a task completed, I did take time off of work that I devoted that entire day to just working on my coursework. That would be my highest recommendation. And then the other thing is, keep organized. When I started the new course, I would print everything out, you know, everything about that course, like the rubric, what was expected. And I would read it over really carefully so that I really understood what I was to, you know, work on, what the goals were. And that really, really helped. I reached out to my instructors many times. If I had questions, I would reach out to them and have one-on-one meetings with them. And that was really helpful. It definitely saved me a lot of time. And I did attend all the cohorts that were available. And those were also extremely helpful. I did take advantage of some of the student services. The writing services really helped me with references, especially the APA format. And then I did reach out several times to the IT technical services, and they helped me several times as well. So there was a lot of support throughout the program. All you had to do is reach out for it, which I took advantage of, and it really, really helped.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that you got through the program successfully. It has helped, you know, your career has helped you on a personal level, you know, time management and being organized. And that's always a good thing. And, you know, it was great, you know, working with you and getting to know you. And I really thank you for coming here today and talking about your experience.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure. I really enjoyed the program, and I definitely got out of it what I was seeking.
Well, thank you, Rick. You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation has been interesting and helpful. To learn more about preparing for a career in IT, check out WGU's College of Information Technology at wgu.edu/IT. We hope you'll tune in next time.